good to have you all here this morning. I hope you all enjoyed your breakfast and are full, and we'll move on. Dr. Richard Miller, can I call on you for the invocation, please?
Please bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of being able to experience another beautiful day. We know that it is only through the love that you have shared with us through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we've been given this privilege. We ask that you bless the proceedings this morning, that you give us the wisdom and the knowledge to make decisions that in your view are appropriate for this institution and for our students. We ask that you bless the leaders around this table, our Board of Regents, and we thank them for their time and their effort and their wisdom and their knowledge. And Father, finally, when the evening shadows are gathering and we are rounding that final base on the diamond, that we ask that we be granted thy favor and be counted safe at home. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Richard. Colton, you're up, my man.
Thanks.
Let's go over there where everybody can see us.
Solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the Commonwealth, be faithful and true to the Commonwealth of Kentucky so long as you continue a citizen thereof, and that you will faithfully execute to the best of your ability the office of member of the Board of Regents of Western Kentucky University according to law. And do you further solemnly swear that since that adoption of the present Constitution, you being a citizen of the state, have not thought it due, neither weapons within the state, nor out of it, nor have you assent or accepted the challenge to fight a duel with a deadly weapon, nor have you accepted a second to carry a challenge, nor added or assisted any person, thus defending, so help you God. Thank you. Sir.
We have a couple of vice presidents that are new, and this is actually the first board meeting, so that may be the first time they've heard the oath of office for representing the Commonwealth in an official capacity. You guys don't have to take that oath, so you can fight all the duels with Dick Griffin if you want.
Scotch and English.
Without each other.
But be careful if you do it, though. It may have consequences.
Colton, we are honored to make you a member of this Board of Regents. You have a significant responsibility to represent Western Kentucky University and students at this university in ways that bring credit to them and to this institution and to this Commonwealth of Kentucky. We have a special tradition with our board that every member who becomes a member of the Board of Regents receives a unique Board of Regents pin that was specially crafted after the senior reign of the university. And that we hope you wear this proudly and with confidence, knowing that only members of the Board of Regents will have the opportunity to have one of these pins at this kind of special place with you and your private decisions for the rest of your life. We're honored to have you on the Board of Regents. We look forward to working with you. Look forward to it. Appreciate that. Thank you, Colton.
Congratulations once more, Colton.
Thank you.
Mr. David Porter, I'm going to ask that you make the roll call.
Dr. Dennison?
Here.
Ms. Haskins?
Here.
Mr. Higdon?
Here.
Mr. Jesse?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Kennedy?
Here.
Mr. Meyer?
Here.
Dr. Mentor?
Here.
Mr. Wilkie?
Here.
Mr. Zilke?
Here.
100%.
All right. Good deal. Thank you, David. Next item, approval of minutes, second quarterly meeting. That motion for approval, or are there any discussion or questions on the minutes of the guests?
One very small correction. On
on page, I'm sorry, I just lost it. On page 13, there's just a number that really changes the whole thing. Under the comments made by Dr. Patricia Minter, it says 134,000. The correct number was 34,000.
Okay. Thank you. Good catch.
Thanks. No problem.
Could be astronomical. Okay. Those will get corrected. Do I have a motion that the minutes be approved with that correction?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion approved. As you can see from your booklet today, the committee appointments for 2010-11 are, I think, just about exactly as last year. I won't go into that. You can see there, you know what it is, and it doesn't look like any change there. Board of Regents meeting schedule, we'll hit that later on. I would like to make a motion at this point, move that the board go into a closed session as provided in KRS 61.810 for the following discussions. Deliberation on the future acquisition or sale of real property by the university and a discussion of proposed or pending litigation against or on behalf of the university. Could I have a motion that we enter into?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Let's.
The Administrative Council will please stay.